Hello, everyone, and welcome back as Richard Land for Set for Success, where we discuss what you need to do to be successful in business, career, and in life. Now, the other day I was at a presentation by Deirdre Latimer about positively thinking, and she spoke on the positive thinking that impacts our lives, and I thought it was a fascinating or interesting topic. Did you know that if when we think negatively that we lean away from things, that our mind is not opening to learning, that we see things through a very narrow lens and missing all the great things around us? But if we shift our thinking to positive thinking or thinking positively, we lean into things, we embrace the possibility, our minds open up and we learn and we connect with people or more people around us, actually establishing better relationships. But part of going from the negative to the positive means that you need to find a quiet time to gain insights. These were some of the things that I actually learned during the session or the discussion or the presentation with Deirdre that particular day. I guess what we could say is that we have a choice, that we can either think negatively and create negative stories around us, thus stopping us from doing the things we want to do, or we can think positively and thereby helping us embrace the possibility. There's a set of lyrics that I often like from the band Rush, and I learned it some years ago that said some people are born to move the world, to live their fantasies, but most of us just dream about the things we like to be. Sadder still to watch it die than never to have known it. For you, the blind who once could see, the bell tolls for thee. Now, why are those lyrics so important to us? I think it's basically, it sort of cries out to, we embrace, or do you embrace what it is you want to do in your life? Maybe start a new business, change your career, or just basically do something completely new. It'd be sadder still if you just let that all go and not take the chance to do it. And I think my guests today are actually people who did that. So I'm actually going to get my guests right on right now, and I'm going to give them this opportunity to introduce themselves. So my first guest is Cam. Cam, why don't you introduce yourself to my listeners?
Hi, this is Cam Hyder.
And Cam, what organization are you with?
We are with Best Version Media, which is Neighborhood Magazines.
Which is a Neighborhood Magazine.
Correct.
And my second guest is?
Anria Zasloff.
Anria Zasloff. So did I get it right?
You sure did.
Oh, man. So thank you very much. And Andrea, you're associated with the same organization?
Yes, I work with Cam. We're co-publishers.
Okay. So you know what? I always like to start the show off with our listeners getting to know a little bit about the people that I have on the show. So one of you can start off. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves.
I'll go first then.
Okay. Sure. There you go.
So my background is basically involved with public relations and journalism. I'm a graduate of the University of Winnipeg Public Relations and Management Program, class of 2005.
Okay.
As well, I went back to school again after working in nonprofits and gaining experience in community relations and communications roles. And went back to Red River, taking the CRECOM course, the Creative Communications Program at Red River, and had a major in journalism, and I graduated in 2012.
So that's quite a lot of education there in terms of journalism and everything. So we're going to be journalism. You might help me if I pronounce the word right. Journalism, publishing, and editing. So I think we're going to have a great dialogue on that. I'm looking forward to that. Cam, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I myself come from a sales background. I've been in sales pretty much all my life. And I've decided to join with Anria with the publishing in the capacity of the sales management for the team.
For the team. And sorry, what's the name of the company again?
Our company is called Neighborhood Magazines Manitoba.
Neighborhood Magazines Manitoba. We'll have to talk a little bit about that in just a bit. Now, what's your connection with Manitoba? Maybe that's a good question to start. Like, how long you been in Manitoba and what's been sort of your personal life connection with Manitoba?
Well, I was born here, born and raised. I moved away a little bit to my mother and immediate family moved away to Vancouver in the early 90s, and I made the move there after I finished university at University of Winnipeg. Lived there for 3 years, but realized that a mountain won't make me happy. It's internal, and Winnipeg's in my heart.
Oh, right on.
Thank you. And I moved back home in 1998, and I've been here since then. And Winnipeg is a fantastic place to be. It's very, the community is fantastic. The people are lovely, and it's a fantastic place to build business.
Build a business, and that's what you've done over time. Cam, how about yourself?
I myself lived all over the world.
Okay.
I pretty much grew up on a plane. My father was an aeronautic engineer, and finally they decided to settle in New York. So I lived in New York, and one day I decided I wanted to go explore some more. And I came to Winnipeg, Manitoba, and grew my roots here. I've been here for the last 17 years, and I love it.
What year? Sorry, 17 years. So that would be like 1998, 99, somewhere around there. And you picked Winnipeg.
And
is that just because you landed here and it was like summertime and you went, oh, this is warm? Because I can't imagine you did that in the middle of winter when it was minus 50.
It was. And then the next year was the flood of 98. When was that flood we had?
Yeah, where the water was almost coming back in through the back door type thing.
Yes.
So you didn't run at that point in time either.
I didn't run, so I'm still here.
You're still here. Now, I was reading a little bit about you online, I think on LinkedIn, and it looked like you've actually had a fascinating career. So where did you start your career off at?
Well, I started a little bit in New York City, but mostly all over the world. I guess I've lived in Kansas. I lived in Florida, Montreal, and came to Winnipeg, and sales career ever since.
A sales career ever since. I think what we might want to do is at some point in time maybe explore a little bit about those particular careers. Andrea, how about yourself? I mean, you've worked for a number of different organizations with your tenure, your time here in Winnipeg. What are some of the organizations that you've worked with?
Oh, boy. I spent most of my time in the nonprofit sector, very much gaining experience within the PR and communication roles. I was with the Alzheimer's Society, ALS Society. A lot of my time was at Osborne House.
Okay.
They've since rebranded as Willow Place.
So what's an Osborne House?
Osborne House or Willow Place?
It
was the largest shelter for women seeking refuge from domestic abuse.
Okay. Okay.
So I did a lot of good things there and gained valuable experience there as well. And it's great working for nonprofits, and it's moving. However, difficult at the same time, because with funding cuts and everything like that, it's hard to find something stable.
Yeah, and then there's always challenges in terms of any nonprofit organization. Well, any organization, really. You know what? This is to our listeners. Both very fascinating people, both moved into the publishing industry. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about business in the publishing industry and how they got into it and really, you know, the kind of work that they're doing at this present time. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hello and welcome back, everyone. You know, today I'm talking to Cam and
Andrea.
See, I wanted to say it with you. And Andrea, you know, the interesting thing is that my niece's name is spelled Andrea, but she pronounces it Andrea.
But there's no D in my name.
But there's no D in your name. I know. You're not a typo. Well, that's good, because I think you're an editor and in publishing. So it might be good not to have a typo. You know, Cam, a mutual friend of ours was telling me about you. And this is how we got connected, through my friend Glenn Bueller. And he was telling me that you had this fascinating career with one of the corporate giants in Canada, Rogers, and you were doing all sorts of stuff. What were you doing with that organization?
I was a senior corporate account executive for Rogers, where I would my role was taking care of medium to large business for all their wireless and telecommunication needs.
And did you have like a large region or something you're doing that for?
I was doing Manitoba, but I did have a lot of national accounts that I was working with.
Okay.
So yeah, I did have a quite a job that I was very, very happy with, and I like to say that I found my calling.
You found your calling. Yeah, because you did one of the things that a lot of people may not do, right? And when I opened the show segment, I talked about, you know, some are born to move the world to live their fantasies, but most of us just dream about the things we'd like to be. And I did that intentionally, because if I understand it correctly, you actually left a good corporate job to pursue something completely or radically different. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell us what you decided to pursue.
So I left this big corporate world, this big corporate job, in order to go into print publishing.
Now, isn't print publishing becoming obsolete?
That's why everybody thought. And when I saw the business model and when I found this out, I fell in love with this model. And that's when I said, no, I'm leaving this job and I'm starting this print publishing company.
So how long prior, I hope you don't mind me digging into this, because I just find it so fascinating. How long were you in your other job for?
I was about close to 6 years at the other job. Yeah?
6 years at that point in time. So pretty much, and 6 years, you pretty much are stabilized in that position.
Correct. Especially in the telecommunication industry. industry. 6 years is a long time.
It's a long time. Yeah, I grew up in the technology industry and did my career in that. I spent, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 years at some companies, and then you sort of transition to something else. And that was like a lifetime.
Correct.
You know, in that particular industry, everything changes so quickly. Now, during the break, we were talking about different business models, but what was the, I think when you start to look at entrepreneurial opportunities, and I gather you consider yourself a bit of an entrepreneur.
That's correct. I've always been an entrepreneur growing up. So that entrepreneur spirit was in me. So that's why when I saw this, I had to jump on it.
Okay. So you've gotten into the print publishing business. Now, do you own the organization? Like, what kind of organization is it?
So it's the company is called Best Version Media. It's actually a franchise that we brought into Manitoba.
Okay.
What we do is we bring neighbors together.
Okay.
So we micro-target neighborhoods of Winnipeg, and we publish a resource guide, a monthly resource guide just for that neighborhood. We also take a neighbor every single month, put them on the cover of the magazine, and tell their story.
Tell their story. Now, is there certain neighborhoods that you actually exist in and some that you don't? Like, is it
correct.
In every neighborhood? Like, what
so
kind
right
of neighborhoods
now,
are you in?
We started with neighbors of Tuxedo.
Okay.
We're also neighbors of Bridgewater, neighbors of Linenwoods, neighbors of East St. Paul.
So these are print magazines, right, that
correctly.
Are titled for the neighborhood itself that actually have, like, a neighbor featured on it.
And correct.
Is that like a monthly publication?
Exactly.
Okay, so explain the monthly publication bit.
So every month we always like to tailor the publication to what's happening for the residents. So they turn to it. They don't throw it out as, let's say, a direct mail piece that they might receive in their mailbox. The magazine is for them. It's exclusive to the residents. They turn to it about 5.5 times a month, whether it's looking for a community calendar of events. MLS listings are a huge piece that the residents like to see how much their homes are going for in their neighborhood. We're also content marketing specialists, so we like to tailor it to really different things. Like, we have Babies of Bridgewater, so we feature a baby in the area and really make it about the residents and all content for them and about them.
Now, when you say content, what was the term you used again?
Content marketing specialist.
Content marketing specialist. So I do a lot of content marketing myself. But when you say specialized, when you say Babies of Bridgewater, is that because there's a lot of babies in Bridgewater?
Well,
as opposed to another community?
You know, with Bridgewater being such a mosaic, it's really a fascinating community because it's so many different cultures and backgrounds living harmoniously together all in one area. And our primary research is telling us there are babies there, new moms in there as well. And I just thought, you know, what a great way to feature the spirit and the booming nature of the actual community by featuring babies, as well as bringing people or businesses on board with us for its potential community partners or advertisers who want to showcase their industry for the baby industry. So
I don't know anybody who doesn't really love babies. So tell us a little baby story. Can you think of one off the top of your head?
One of them, it was a new mom, and she was very excited and about being a new mom. And I tried to showcase the new moms because and it's helpful to other mothers who are expecting, and really showcase the whole journey of motherhood and being a new time mother, which was really helpful. And it's been a really big hit for the Bridgewater area. Other things we have in the Bridgewater magazine as content marketing specialists would be Pet of the Month. We have Sports Star of the Month, and we look to organizations to sponsor these particular pieces so they can show their local commitment to that specific industry in Bridgewater.
So it's really connected with bringing, sounds to me like it's bringing the neighborhood together, but it's bringing people together and it's bringing businesses together.
Exactly.
That sort of makes sense?
That's exactly.
So that was called a stakeholder triangle in my world, right? But sort of that idea. You know, I suspect that I'd like to mention who's actually featured on the cover. Who's featured on the cover?
Well, this one, our May issue is The shot itself is one of my favorites because it's really captivating. Peter and Ashley Wheatley and their lovely little baby Alice. And they really do live in their own wonderland. Yeah. And they're just a very exciting, youthful couple that are living the dream in Bridgewater and having it all and in love. And it's fantastic.
It's a nice story. You know, I'm for our listeners, I'm looking at the photo right now, and this is actually one cute, beautiful baby, right? And a nice, lovely looking family that we can see, neighbors of Bridgewater. You know, this is Richard Lannan. You're listening to Set for Success. We're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about being in your own business, probably in the franchise, and what some of the experience of that's like. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, where we're talking today about what you need to do to be successful in your business, your career, and your life. And interesting enough, we're doing Neighbors, a Neighbors-type magazine. And I'm hoping I'm not going to get it messed up too much, but it's basically Neighbors of East St. Paul, Neighbors of Bridgewood, Neighbors of Tuxedo, those kind of things, or Neighbors of Linden Woods, or some of the sort of publications. Maybe you've seen those a little bit. And my guest today are the people that are actually running that particular publication, and they've got into print media. So I'm quite fascinated as to what they did. Now, if you had caught the first part of the show, we even got to talk a little bit about a cute baby. Man, I am a lucky guy today. That was actually a lot of fun. So what is it that we can do in business, career, and our lives that support different neighborhoods and in a way support businesses and our communities around you? And I think that's what we're sort of discovering today. I always find that it has something to do with about engaging people and working together and unraveling issues or presenting information in some way or making some decisions and helping sort of communities sort of, you know, find their own direction, establish who they are. And maybe a community magazine can do that for you. So when we return, we'll continue our discussion with our guests, the publishers of these particular magazines that we're talking about. And we'll also do the Set for Success tips, tricks, the things you need to do to be successful in your own business, career, or life. This is Richard Lannan, and we'll be right back. Hello, you're listening to Set for Success, and we've just returned. Now, we've been talking a bit about business, I guess, careers of our guests today, and also a business that they got into in terms of traditional print media, and that's very community-based. So I guess just before our break, that was the conversation we were having. So I'm curious as to the organization that you're both involved in, Cam and Andrea. You know, what kind of organization is it? Like, I think I asked earlier in one of the segments, did you own it? Or maybe I think you indicated it was a franchise. So tell us about being part of a franchise and why did you join a franchise?
That's correct. So it is a franchise that we joined. We looked into, we've always been entrepreneurs, and we always wanted to own our own business. But when Andrea and I, we looked into this franchise, we saw how the model was, and everything was established. We believed, and we loved the idea of bringing neighbors together is the motto of the company. And we fell in love with it, and that's why we looked further into the franchise, and we saw everything was established. We didn't need to reinvent the wheel, you must.
So how long has, when you say everything was established, how long was this organization around for?
The company has been established in the U.S. since 2007.
Okay.
They're out of Wisconsin. It came to Canada about 3 years ago. In the U.S., they have over 250 publications every single month. In Canada, in about 3 years, we're at 71 magazines every single month.
So this
and
is,
we're growing fast.
And you're growing fast. I want to go back and explore the franchise thing a bit, because I know that, you know, often have many listeners who are thinking, you know, someday maybe I'd like to own my own business. And they're thinking to themselves, well, I could start one from scratch, or maybe, you know, they could buy one, or maybe they can get into a franchise. So what was the pro, I guess, the positive side for franchising for you, for both of you?
Well, for us, the positive side was the franchise was everything was put in place for us. We didn't have to, as I mentioned, reinvent the wheel. Printing industry being for the volume of the print and distribution, all that was taken care of. All we had to do was write the stories. So we were writing stories about Winnipeg, about neighborhood, and that's what we fell in love with the idea about.
About that. Okay, so that's an interesting thing right there. How do you, the stories you write, how do you get those stories?
Well, it's interesting because Cam and I are very much a team and we work together. So how we structure our day is it's all through cold calling. So cold calling isn't dead either.
Okay. So no, it's not.
No, we're marriage, the marriage between print media and cold calling, both these things are still alive and healthy. But on the phones with people, when I'm looking to talk to the business owners, because the magazine is funded by advertising dollars, and we call those our community partners, and this allows it to be free to the neighbors every month. So just with me on the phone, and I open the relationships with the potential interested business owners and set the time for Cam to go and hold the sales meetings. And during my conversations with people, I'm always, who do you know who? And who do you know who lives in this community? Who do you know? And it's just constantly asking the questions, creating those relationships, getting people excited about the communities that we represent. And because the communities we represent are the affluent, it is in the best interest of the business owner, as these communities have the disposable income to purchase their services. So it's really a win-win match for the business owner to show the PR and the goodwill to the community, to the affluent market they want to attract.
Now, earlier on, I talked about one of your magazines, Neighbors of Bridgewater, and I call it Neighbors of Bridgewood. So I do apologize for the community of Bridgewater on that one. So Neighbors of Bridgewater. So, and we talked a bit about the couple and their baby that you have on this particular issue for that particular neighborhood, because every neighborhood is specialized, correct?
Correct.
Now, how did you get introduced to the family that you did in did the story on for the May issue?
That was, I believe that was a call out on Facebook.
Okay.
On my personal page. And I actually didn't realize the lady on the cover, I worked with her at Osborne House as well. So that there was that connection, and it was a coincidence that she lived in the area that I was looking for. And so it really worked out quite well. And, you know, just through when you're always on the phone and you're always networking and you're working as a referral source for business owners, and when the business owners understand that you can connect them to the neighbors, it's amazing what, when you just ask the right questions and you're asking with passion, how people want to share that information with you.
I know you and you know me, and they sort of go from there. I noticed in Lindenwood also you have a particular one for Born to Dance with a family there. How did you meet that family?
Cam, did you want to take that one over?
Yeah, so also our magazine, when the neighbors get involved, they love to read the magazine. They nominate each other to be on the cover.
Okay.
So my neighbor, I'll go, oh, my neighbor has a great story. And they'll email us and they'll nominate their neighbor. So when we first started the business, we thought that would be one of our hardest piece, that how do we find neighbors to be on the cover. But that has been our easiest piece, that we have neighbors lined up that they want to be nominated to be on the cover.
They want to. Okay, so basically it's like almost like a referral. It's a buddy referral type.
Correct.
Thing. Neighbors referring neighbors. That is so cool. You know, that is so Winnipeg.
Yes.
You know, like how else could you put that? When I started my questioning off, or I guess started dialoguing, we were talking a bit about the franchise and the organization. I think during the break, one of the things that one of you mentioned was something about culture. Tell us a bit about the culture aspect of the business that you've gotten involved in, especially the franchise.
Well, what was interesting is when we, at the start of this endeavor, the culture of Best Version Media, they hold dear to their hearts, and it's a really criteria that they look for any franchise owner to come on board, that you must live out this culture. And the reason I got so excited and passionate about being a part of this is because it was language that I could identify with, that I could see myself being a part of, which was very important to me. And a few of these guiding principles that they share are things like a compassionate heart, remaining humble, a professional will, and all of those that language spoke to me. And I think the advice that I can give is, when you're thinking about going into a franchise, really research the culture of the franchise and find out if you can, even by speaking to other franchise owners in different provinces, for example, if it's nationwide, find out if they really back this up.
Okay, fair enough. You know what we'll do is we'll take a short break, and when we come back, well, maybe what we'll do is we'll talk a bit more about culture, a bit about backing up the culture and getting to know what business you're getting into. This is Richard Land, and we'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Boy, what a conversation we're having today. And in terms of, I guess, print media and sort of local community publications and owning a franchise and jumping out of your career and starting something brand new, all scary stuff, wouldn't you guys say?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Please do respond to that.
Yes, no.
This is my opportunity for my guests to speak, you know.
When we first got into it, we were thinking print media, is it dead? What are we doing getting into print media back again? But when we saw the community angle and the local angle, we fell in love with that and we had to get involved.
Now, from talking to you, Cam, I've got this real sense that you have a real sense of almost buy locally. Could you explain that a little bit?
Definitely. So we're so local. Our magazine is very micro-targeted. And we not only promote the local, the neighbors, we also like to promote the local businesses that help bring our magazines to life. So every single advertiser or community business partner, as we like to call them, are local. They're local business owners that we like to support. And it's and the support comes in two prongs, from the neighbors as well as the community business partners.
Now, do you have any initiatives to sort of grow buy locally type of initiative?
Yes, we are looking into working with the Winnipeg Chamber of Commerce with the Buy Local initiative. As well as within our magazines, we have got this initiative as Buy Local for our neighbors.
For your neighbors overall. One of the things I'd like to do is do sort of a set for success tips, the things you must do in your community or in business or with your career, your life to be successful. During the break, we were talking a little bit about those, and I think you guys sort of made a few notes in terms of some of the things you'd like to consider. What would be one tip that you could share with our listeners about what they need to do to be set for success?
For me, being a woman entrepreneur, not just a business owner, but a woman business owner, is self-awareness.
Okay.
And knowing what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, knowing when to source things out, not being scared to learn your resources and know what they are around you. And you'll find the support is incredible. And it's okay to get a mentor. It's okay for you to reach out and ask for someone to be your mentor and push yourself and challenge yourself. And it's also important to know who your target market is and what motivates them and what your key messages have to be from your business, as well as what motivates yourself.
Yeah, those are a lot of things. I mean, it's sort of yourself. Motivation and knowing what motivates other people. I mean, it's the stuff that gets you out of bed every day, you know. Now, Cam, you've sounds to me like you've actually grown your career in the sales side. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
For our listeners who actually have sales careers, what would you say are some of the things that really made a difference in the growth of your career?
So, I would say, as far as sales goes, as we most of us know in sales, know your product.
Yeah.
So product is key, and you have to be passionate about your product. So when I left Rogers, I love technology. I love the cell phone industry. So that's why I excelled in sales with Rogers. But when I saw this with the printing industry, I fell in love with storytelling.
Okay.
So that was my product. That is my product, is storytelling. So that is one of the key messages I would say in sales, is be passionate about your product.
Being passionate about your product and the service that you actually offer. In terms of some of the stories that you have, I was looking at one of the publications that you did, The Neighbors of Tuxedo. You have a story on there, turning a crisis into a gift for others. Can you tell us a little bit about that sort of personal story? It sounds like a very personal story.
So Tara Torchia-Walsh, she started this company called An Unexpected Gift, and she had a breast cancer. And after she recuperated from breast cancer, she started a store in Tuxedo for people that have cancers for wigs and clothes and things like that. So it was such a great story that we wanted to tell. And she was she's such an accomplished business owner that we had to tell her story.
Had to tell her story. I mean, that's a fascinating story. I mean, so she's now found a niche or a specialized market in terms of something that she's experienced. in her life, mm-hmm. and now she's moving that forward to actually help out other people.
If I can continue on that note, I actually went to her store and had a manicure there.
Okay.
And it was a wonderfully calming experience, and her aura and her energy is very compassionate and genuine and authentic, and spending any time with her is a gift in itself. And she really took this a situation that was quite challenging for her and really turned it around to help others, and she's truly inspiring.
Mm. If the business community, or actually, you know, local communities, I shouldn't just say business communities, because you're sort of melding the two together, and this is where I've been wanting to try to go with this story. I'm just so fascinated about what you're doing. I mean, I always like stuff where you bring business together, but I really like it when there's a human aspect. And so the story around the lady here, Tara, who turning a crisis into a gift for others, and me dealing with cancer, which is very serious. I mean, who doesn't know somebody in their life has cancer? But I mean, just sort of dealing and telling those types of stories, a newborn baby or somebody who's had something happen to them and turning around and making a difference in the community. If people listening, if they wanted to share their story with you from the community that they're in, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, for my role as well, I'm the content coordinator for Neighbors of Bridgewater as well as the publisher.
Yes.
They can send information to me at A. Zaslov. So Z is in zebra, A. S is in Sam, L. O. V. is in Victor, at bestversionmedia.com.
Okay, and that's the best way to get in touch with you. I think that's a really, really great sort of side to look at in terms of the humanizing aspect of the publication you're putting out. I think that's the real story, right? You know, often when we talk about some of the business things, what in the short little time we have left for this segment, what do you say is one of the biggest challenges that you've had?
I think the biggest challenge is sometimes it's daunting when you own a business and you're wearing so many different hats, and you know, you wake up in the morning and you're overwhelmed and you don't know where to start, and you know, it might be a cloudy day outside and you might have that little devil on your shoulder
saying, no,
so you know, you can sleep in a little later. No one's going to get mad at you if you walk in late, right? Where's that accountability piece?
Yeah.
So, you know, accountability is huge, and it's really important also for be gentle on yourself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, kudos to you for wanting to better your life. So put it into perspective, put a smile on your face, and go get them.
And go get them. I think that's great advice. This is Richard Lannan. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan back for Set for Success, and we've been discussing today print medium publications, but more from a community perspective. I mean, what are the stories in your community that you could share? And I guess because of the nature of my show, I'm always looking at what you do to be successful in business, career, and life. I got to bring the business side aspect in it too. You know, how does community and business sort of meld together? And I'm hoping that our discussion today sort of actually brought that together for you. For my guests, and I'll sort of throw this open to you, if you had Cam or Anria, if you actually had one last point to make or a thought, what would be a final thought for our listeners?
For me, I think it would be trust yourself to push your comfort zone and never, ever give up.
Okay, Cam, do you have one?
Well, for me, I would like to say for the magazine itself, for all the listeners, we are coming to your neighborhood soon if you're excited.
Just want to slide that in there, eh? This is Richard Lannan. Now, we've been chatting quite a conversation today, but if you have any thoughts on the program or if you'd like to send me some notes on the program, by all means, just send me a note at richard@setforsuccess.ca. Now, I'd like to thank my guests for joining us today to talking about print publications and community articles and representing communities and representing local businesses. I think that's a great thing. Also, the listeners today, thank you for listening. And as usual, be your best, see the best in others, and make your journey count. This is Richard Lannan. Take care.